given how much you hurt after that match, did the players hurt as much?
Well, I've seen a reaction from the players this week, so I know how much it hurt them. It's going over old ground, but I'd like to really brush that under the carpet now. What's done's done, what's been said's been said, and the reaction from the players this week has told me it really has hurt him, and looking for a positive performance on Saturday against Crewe, which I'll know we'll get.
What did you have to say to them after a performance like that?
It's very difficult. I've only been in the job 2 days, so very difficult. I'm not one to throw teacups up down and kick boots. It's all a philosophical look at what went wrong and why it went wrong. From being in control of the game the first half to basic errors in the second half, individual basic errors, which the boys have got to learn from. But looking at all the stats, and you think, how the heck have we lost that game today? But we did, and we move on.
Did you get much sleep on Saturday?
None at all. My wife helped as much as he can, a couple of glasses of wine. But again, I was just thinking towards the training week. I've had a full week then this week. I've got tomorrow morning. But a full training week. So it's been a new week for the players as well, and they responded really well. Every single player in the squad responded really well in what me and the staff are asking for in our preparation for Crewe.
They owe the fans a performance this weekend, don't they? Can you guarantee them that what happened on Saturday is not going to happen again?
Well, there's no guarantees in life, in football. But they'll be 100% committed to the cause, because we know the fans are hurting. I was hurting, the players was hurting, the fans were hurting. And it's up to us as players and staff to really put a performance on for our fans, and let's lift the fans. Yeah, let's not go the other way and the fans lift us. Let's us lift the fans with the performance of that passion and desire and commitment, yeah, in getting after teams and attacking teams and doing it the way we think it should be done. So it's up to us to lift the fans, not the other way. So let's the fans rally. No, the players, us as staff, will lift the fans, and hopefully the fans will respond, which I know they will. And then hopefully get a positive result.
Because this is a serious situation now, isn't it? With the results and other results elsewhere on Saturday, the club, the gap between yourselves and the bottom three has shrunk, hasn't it?
Yeah, we're in relegation. It's not a dogfight. We're in relegation, sixth from bottom. There's a chance of being getting thrown back in there if we don't get a couple of results in the next couple of games. But again, on the other side, under the flip of the coin, is get two or three wins and you're back up there again. But let's concentrate what we've got to do, not what others have got to do. If we keep our house in order and make sure we're doing things right, then we'll move at the table regardless what other results
there. There was no statement at all, was there, at the weekend? This wasn't the players reacting negatively to the sacking of Danny and making their own kind of statement with what was a pretty flat performance?
Well, I must disagree about flat performance. If you saw the first 40 minutes, there were no statement there from the players. They were fully committed. The tempo was high. They put Crawley on the back foot, and we didn't get the goal we deserved. Now, they'd lost five away games on the trot, and you could see that belief disappear from the players when we did concede just before half-time and just after half-time. You see that belief go, and they stop doing the things which you put them in good stead in the first half. They stopped doing them things because they thought, here we go again. And I've been in situations myself like that, where you think, here we go again, you go 2-1 down, we're going to lose again. And it's that mentality. I've got to change, the staff's got to change, the players have got to change somehow away from home. So no reaction whatsoever. If you saw the first 40 minutes, we were excellent. But I'm honest in everything I say, and the second half performance just wasn't good enough. We collapsed too easy. But again, we move on.
Have you inherited a fragile group then, would you say?
No, not a fragile group. They're a good group of players. They're young players. And I've spoke to the players. They're all learning the trade, and they've got to come to work to get better. Because if they improve, they'll improve the results for the football club. And I've spoke to them in depth, and we've had individual chats. We've had group chats this week about the post-match and going over things and group discussions, because I'm a big believer of speaking to the players, the players speaking to me. And let's see if we can move forward and cut out the individual errors and really looking deep into it, rather than just brushing to the under the carpet. Reflect on it But we've also got to look forward to the next game, which is Saturday.
It is a young group, but there are also some very experienced players in this squad. Do you have to lean on them on a week like this? Do they have to help pick things up as well?
The experienced players have been superb this week. I mean, not mentioning names, but the experienced players have. Yeah, I want to pick their brains. Hmm. Yeah, they pick my brains. That way, collectively, you get better together, rather than just being a one-man band and saying, this is the way you do it. I'm not knocking managers or coaches who do that. That's their way. But my way is reflecting and summarising with the players, experience and the youth, to make sure everybody gets better. Yeah, and we get better results for the football club, because that's the main thing.
What has this challenge been like for you in the last 7 days? You know, the sacking of Danny, the taking over, what happened at Crawley, having to pick them up now. What has it been like on you?
Me personally, it's not been difficult. I've loved every minute. It's a new experience for me. Of course, I'm learning. That's my first game. I had 2 days, one and a half days in charge, and we're travelling down to Crawley, 6 hours on a bus. So me getting to know the players and individually talking to them, because I want to speak to the players. I want their take on things. Yeah, that's how you get better as individuals and a group. So it's been a roller coaster experience, but one who I'd never change for life. I'm privileged to be the manager of Barnsley Football Club, or the interim manager of Barnsley Football Club, and I'll do my utmost to get the best out of the players, or bring the best out of me to get a result for the weekend.
I think the fans really appreciated the honesty with which you spoke after the game, and that you sort of related to them as well, being a Barnsley lad. What's your message to them going into this one?
I think just get behind the club and the players. But again, we'll do our utmost, give 100% in putting a performance for the fans, which they deserve. I've been on the Ponty End, I've been on the old brewery stand, when the wooden stand. I've been there, yeah, so I know the feelings, they run high. I know what they expect. They expect hard work and desire and passion and commitment. And if you get beat, they can take that. I can take that. What they don't expect is, yeah, anybody, any team folding and not really giving that, doing things what they should be doing on the pitch. And if we give that, and we will give that, the fans will respond, but we'll do our utmost to really make it a good, positive performance at the weekend, and we'll get the result, hopefully, with it.
How much the board speaking to you, communicating with you on this process of finding a replacement for Danny? Are they keeping you up to date with it? Have they given you a time frame at all?
They've just told me to get on with the job. Listen, I'm not silly. I'm not naive enough to think that they're looking for a replacement for Danny. But in the process, they gave me the chance to stake my claim. Mm. But I'm not naive enough to think they're not going to look in the speculation. And that don't worry me whatsoever. The club and the owner and the chief exec will do what's best for Barnsley Football Club, because they know I'll support any decision they come up with. And I've always been about that. But speculation, anything, as long as it's right for Barnsley Football Club, then it's right for me. And I'll support anyone who comes in, or if it's myself, I'll get support from the chief exec, the owner, like I have done 100% since I took this job. I've had no pressure on me whatsoever. It just let me get on with things and do the best I can. So as for keeping up, now they have to just get on with the work, and they know what they need to do, because they know my responsibility is to get as many points as we can on the board. You have to get us moving up the table.
Whatever happens, whether it's a new manager coming in or whatever, how much would it mean to you to lead this team to a victory here at Oakwell?
Yes. Leading Barnsley out, first and foremost, is fantastic. I've done it as a player. I've captained every side, albeit only 60 minutes at Bristol City when Gerry Taggart got sent off. So I've captained every team. I'm now managing the team. So it's a massive privilege. But it'll only be the cherry on top of the cake if we get 3 points. Otherwise, are irrelevant. And we need 3 points. We need a good performance. That's the most important thing. But it's fantastic for me personally.
In terms of personnel, the players come in today. John O'Sullivan has arrived from Blackburn, hasn't he? He's a player that the club has been chasing for some time. What can you tell us about him?
John is a very dynamic player. He's quick, he's very attacking-minded. But he's got good desires. He's got youth on his side. But he's only been in today. He's only trained just over an hour. And he's done very well in training. As all the players have all really put a shift in this week. I'm really pleased. I just hope we can you put that performance in Saturday, what the training's warranted, really. But now John's integrated well in the squad and he'll be in the squad for the weekend.
Has Alex Kiwomya returned to his parent club now?
I believe so, yes.
Do you anticipate making a lot of changes when you have a result like that? The temptation is always to make wholesale changes, isn't it?
Again, I looked after the game and it's very easy. He could make 6-7 changes or 1-2 changes. I just think, see what the reaction of the players is in training. Get your thoughts and points across to the players. And then come up with a formula, what's going to get us a result against Crewe. And see what players fit into that formula. Yeah, and who's ready for the fight. And that's how I'll pick the team this week.
How are you looking health-wise?
Rammers just wants to play. But yeah. I've got to be... I had obviously a chat with him this morning. I said, look, he's got to be right for Barnsley Football Club. Not for myself and selfish reasons. Mm. I won't do that. I won't push players to get me... I want points with the players I've got fit and ready, and I won't rush any players. What don't need to rush. We need these for the longevity of the season to win games, not just because Mark Burton wants a win and a couple of wins on his CV. Mm. Yeah, to push my... It's got to be right for the football. It's got to be right for the team. It's got to be right for the individual. But with Ramos personally, he just wants to play. But again, he's one of these experienced players. I'll have on the bench anyway. He'll be on the bench with me.
So we can rule him out for this game, can we? Is he unlikely to feature?
He's unlikely to feature, yeah. Mm.
Elsewhere, is the rest of the group pretty healthy at this stage?
The rest of the group's pretty healthy. Obviously, Sam's not ready yet, Sam Winnell. But everybody else is fit and ready and vying for a place in the squad and in the team.
Mm. Your opponent's Crewe had a difficult start, but I think in the second half of the season, they've shown signs of being able to turn this around and they've got a bit of momentum. What do you make of them as an opponent this weekend?
Well, they've got 22 points. I think if we went the other night, me and my staff went to Doncaster, and you can see the quality they have got. I know Steve Davies personally when he played here. All they were in the injury in the physio room for 2 years with him, so we didn't actually play much together. We did a lot of rehab work together. So I know Steve. I know his style. He's a fantastic bloke, and he's turned Crewe round into a decent outfit, an outfit we've got to respect, but we've also got to worry about what we've got to do to beat them, and there is flaws in every team, yeah, and we'll try and exploit them.
Do you think there are similarities between these two clubs? There are two clubs that in recent history, and Crewe, I suppose, even further back, that have really focused on youth development, haven't they?
They have. Crewe's been notorious for bringing kids through. Danny O'Grady's done a fantastic job there. With the players he's brought through and sell on, and they still managed to still compete in they've been in the Championship and then League One. They're still managing to compete because the philosophy's right, the vision's right, and like ourselves, rely a lot on youth because they haven't got bucket loads of money to spend on players coming in, and we've got to rely on our own developing the younger players. I think that's what they do well at Crewe, and that's what we're trying to do well at Barnsley.
This is a big game, isn't it? To get a reaction after last week, just to move on, to draw a line under that.
Massive game for us. We need to get 3 points at the weekend. We're not set out points. We need to get 3 points. A good positive performance to kick us into the next couple of games. And that's hopefully what the reaction we'll get from the players, and that's hopefully what we'll get. The weekend.
And a victory. I know there's obviously a lot of disappointment recently with Danny going and then the result, but if you could get a result here, a good win here, there will be signs of maybe the feel-good factor coming back, won't there?
Yeah, and listen, it's all about results. Results, managers come and go on results, and the players are in and out of teams sometimes on results, so it's all about the result at the end of the day. And would I take a gritty, scrappy performance at weekend? Of course I would. Would I take that all season? No, because I want my teams to play with style and flair and win games that way. But at the minute, it's all about digging in, desire, and playing for Barnsley Football Club, playing pride for the badge on your shirt and getting 3 points. And if that comes, that little bit of flair and magic, so be it. If it doesn't, 3 points.